Welcome to today's episode of the Gone Fishin' Nuclear Report. This podcast is your one-stop source for all the latest news in the Department of Energy's Environmental Management Program across the nation. Now with today's report, here is your host, Michael Butler.
Thank you, Jennifer, and hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Gone Fishin' Nuclear Report. Today is Monday, June 13th, 2022. We're covering all the news from the Department of Energy's Environmental Management Program across the country. In today's Spotlight interview, we talk with Stephanie Jacobs, Executive Director of the new Regulatory Center of Excellence at Savannah River National Laboratory. We'll hear how the new center plans to help DOE's Office of Environmental Management address complex issues involving science, government, and communications with site stakeholders, regulators, and communities. The center is building a diverse network of experts to support DOE interactions with regulators and community leaders.
The Regulatory Center of Excellence is a team of scientists, communicators, and regulatory and policy experts that have come together to help facilitate effective and efficient communications within the DOE complex and really other agencies and other individuals that can use the help. DOE sites and projects are complex combinations of science and government and also the community support in the communities in which they are in. These interactions with the government agencies and the public they serve with the complexity of the DOE projects creates the need for this unique technical and regulatory communication approaches.
We'll hear more from Stephanie Jacobs in our Spotlight interview later in the podcast.
We are pleased to report that the Gone Fishin' Nuclear Report is now ranked in Apple's top 200 podcasts in the business news category. This category includes approximately 2,000 podcasts. The leading podcasts in this category include The Wall Street Journal Money Report, CNBC Squawk on the Street, Bloomberg Law, and Yahoo Financial Daily. Thanks to you, our listeners, for making us one of the most popular podcasts in Apple's business news category. We'll continue to bring you the news and features on important topics from the Department of Energy's Environmental Management Program.
Now here with today's top story is Michael Butler.
Progress continues on plans to treat tank waste at the Hanford site in Washington State. Workers at the waste treatment and immobilization plant have completed critical testing of the exhaust treatment or off-gas system in the low-activity waste facility. The testing demonstrated that off-gas system air valves will function as designed during an unexpected event such as a power outage. During the vitrification process, as liquid waste is converted to a glass form, the off-gas system will filter, clean, and scrub melter exhaust to ensure the safety of workers, the public, and the environment. Engineers at Savannah River Nuclear Solutions have successfully reduced degreasing solvents beneath the Savannah River site using a technology that injects a form of iron and oil into groundwater. The oil attracts the cleaning solvents while the iron degrades and neutralizes the contamination. During the Cold War, tons of degreasing solvents were released from production buildings in the site's M area. The solvents went into clay bottom holding ponds known as basins. Over decades, the solvents began to leach into groundwater, forming a plume beneath SRS. Officials say use of the innovative technology to close the basins and eliminate the chemical solvents beneath open fields where production facilities once stood, has led to what they describe as exceptional cleanup success. After a two-year hiatus, the Hammer Federal Training Center at Hanford hosted FireOps 101, an annual event sponsored by the International Association of Firefighters. FireOps 101 gives public officials and other stakeholders the chance to experience what it takes to be a firefighter. Participants are paired with a veteran firefighter and go through 6 emergency scenarios using real-life fire training props. Earlier, Hammer served as host to U.S. Army MH-60 Black Hawk helicopter night training. Soldiers used Hammer's unique props to create the look of a city, requiring the use of night vision goggles during takeoffs, hovering, and landing. And finally, keep in mind community leaders, elected officials, and representatives of the nuclear cleanup industry will gather at the 2022 Nuclear Cleanup Workshop in Arlington, Virginia. That meeting will take place September 21st to 23rd. And dates for the 2023 Waste Management Symposium in Phoenix have been set. The largest get-together of nuclear waste professionals in the world will take place from February 26th to March 2nd of next year.
You're up to date on the latest DOE environmental management news. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight interview featuring a special guest. Here again is Michael Butler.
Now it's time for this week's Spotlight interview. We're talking with Stephanie Jacobs, Executive Director of the Regulatory Center of Excellence at the Savannah River National Laboratory. The center is new, its creation having just been announced a few days ago. Its purpose is to help DOE's Office of Environmental Management address complex issues involving science, government, and communications with site stakeholders, regulators, and communities. Here is our interview with Stephanie Jacobs. We're talking with Stephanie Jacobs. Stephanie is the director of the new Regulatory Center of Excellence that's been established at the Savannah River National Laboratory. Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be able to talk to you about some of the hard work that we've been doing.
Well, we're very glad you're here, and we're looking forward to hearing more about the center. So tell us, what is the Regulatory Center of Excellence, and why was there a need for it?
The Regulatory Center of Excellence is a team of scientists, communicators, and regulatory and policy experts that have come together to help facilitate effective and efficient communications within the DOE complex and really other agencies and other individuals that can use the help. DOE sites and projects are complex combinations of science and government and also the community support in the communities in which they are in. These interactions with the government agencies and the public they serve with the complexity of the DOE projects creates the need for this unique technical and regulatory communication approaches. So the need for the RCE stems not only for the need for accelerated and technical solutions to challenges, but also for the need for the consistent and effective communications about those solutions.
All right. The center has partners. The announcement that was made recently indicated that the National Laboratories for Environmental Management and Leadership, Longenecker and Associates, and there are some university partners. Can you talk about these partners and what they add to your mission?
Our partners are incredible. They have incredible knowledge and experience that are a huge asset to what we're doing. The National Network of Laboratories for Environmental Management and Stewardship have a depth and a breadth of technical knowledge that's simply unmatched for what we do within the DOE complex. SRNL is the lead lab within LIMS, which is a lot of times what we call it. So the RCE is able to work closely with them to help to address technical challenges and provide best-in-class subject matter expertise. Longenecker Associates is one of our other partners. They have many resources that are available to us, including some great regulatory expertise. Our Longenecker and Associate partner that works directly with the RCE is David Wilson, and he actually has 37 odd years of experience with South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control. Interestingly, our time there actually overlapped for a few years. David and I both worked at DHEC for a few years, and that's a very interesting experience that we have now that we can discuss from time to time. Mm-hmm. The other partner that we have is our university partner. So we do have BSRA University partners The current one that we are with is Justin Conrad, who is the Director for International Trade and Security and an Associate Professor of International Affairs at the University of Georgia. And SRNL as a whole has a long history of university collaborations with universities across the United States, which will help lead to regional and local collaborations and will help build good community relationships within these communities from a university that is already there and has already established trust.
You mentioned earlier that part of the mission of the center is to help DOE sites improve the way they communicate. Can you talk about what some of the communications challenges are at the sites? And why are improvements needed?
DOE sites have complex, highly technical missions. These missions are ever-changing and ever-evolving, as we well know. Effective communication between technical experts and stakeholders and regulators is a big key for mission success here. So ensuring that our regulators, our stakeholders, the public, industry, elected officials, and anyone else who is engaged in these projects are engaged early, they're updated as frequently as they need to be, and they're provided information that very much meets their specific needs is part and parcel of DOE work. So the more complex these projects become, the more it impacts one of those audiences, the more challenging those engagements become. SRNL has looked at the engagement that Savannah River site has done with the regulators, with the community, and the RCE would like to be able to bring that to other DOE projects and other DOE sites. The RCE is actually uniquely positioned to do this based on the diversity of our team, which can include the scientists, communicators, the regulatory and policy experts. So that allows us to provide very creative approaches to existing and new challenges that pop up within DOE and on the DOE sites.
The relationship with regulators is a very important part of the EM mission, and being able to get the cleanup job accomplished. Some sites face a more difficult regulatory challenge than others. You've indicated that SRS has a good relationship with with DHEC, the South Carolina regulators. It's more difficult at other sites. Hanford comes to mind. How do you develop an understanding of the challenges that exist at the other sites and help those sites address their regulatory challenges?
SRS does have a good relationship with both state and federal regulators, as well as the surrounding communities. Being from DHEC, David and I have both seen those relationships. SRS has nurtured and cultivated those relationships over the years with sound science and intentional communication strategies. So that has allowed us to evolve into what we're seeing now. What the RCE will do is to help utilize what SRS and SRNL have accomplished to help facilitate improved relationships within the DOE complex. The RCE's connection to Savannah River National Laboratory actually provides this technical knowledge base that can be used to explain and understand complex remediation and treatment strategies and help to communicate those to both the regulators and the public that we serve. The RCE also has a communications expert to help us to provide those communication strategies, and he has a large wealth of government communication knowledge, and we will be able to use what everyone brings to the table to help communicate those ideas and those solutions across the DOE complex.
Well, I know you're just getting started, but how do you have any feel for how open the sites are to receiving your assistance and your recommendations?
We have already had several requests from other sites across the complex to help facilitate more effective communication strategies. And we are an at-request service. So we will take, basically, you let us know that you would like some assistance. We will talk with you about what exactly you need for your assistance and produce a team that can target what you need. So what we do want sites to understand that as former regulators within the team, we understand that those regulatory and community relationships are critical and sensitive, and they've been nurtured over time. And what we want to do is recommend strategies to build upon those existing regulatory and community interactions to strengthen the relationship that the DOE sites have with their regulators and their communities.
Okay, I think we've touched on this a little bit, but part of what you're doing is building a network of experts and researchers who can support DOE interactions with regulators and with community leaders. How does that work? What kind of individuals are in this network, and how will they be utilized? Are they volunteers, or where? How do you get your network put together?
Well, what we're able to do is because we are part of SRNL and we do have stake in the NLIMS network, and we have university partners and we have Long and Necker and associate partners. We have a lot of arms which we can use to connect the scientists, academics, communicators, regulators, and community leaders to help support what we're doing. It depends on what we need is what our team will be designed for an individual request. So if there is a site that needs more technical communication strategies, then we're able to tailor our selected team members to address the technical communication strategies. If it's more to do with policy changes or regulatory, then we can bring in the former regulators and the policy experts to help design a communication strategy to help increase those relationships and facilitate better, more effective communications. And what we'll end up doing is pulling in those researchers that wish to help us, and they're able to, we do have contracts with Long and Necker and Associates. We have contracts with the university partners. So they are being brought in on these, and we will continue to build our network. And what this allows us to do is engage independent inputs for DOE to help influence decisions and help influence risk inform cleanup and closure solutions, and also facilitate stakeholder and regulatory buy-in for some of the new innovative technologies that DOE is wanting to implement.
I understand that you're also interested in best practices that are recorded or occur in the EM complex. You want to leverage the EM experience with these best practices at DOE sites. How will that work, and how do you communicate best practices across the complex?
SRNL already does have success in facilitating communication and mission acceleration in the soil and groundwater area. So what the RCE was really created to do was extend and expand that idea, to draw on individual expertise, not only across the DOE complex and the NLIMS, but into the regulatory field with our Long and Necker partners, into the academic field with our university partners, which allows us to pull in the right experts with the right experience. As the RCE moves forward with what we're doing, our approach to challenges will be documented as other best practices have been. As our network of expert grows, so does our ability to address specific and complex challenges. And this assistance will be available to DOE, to DOE sites, and other DOE site contractors.
Overall, how do you expect the work of the center to enhance the EM mission? What do you really see as your primary contribution to what EM is trying to do in its cleanup across the country?
The primary DOE EM mission is to complete the safe cleanup of environmental legacy resulting from 5 decades of nuclear weapons development and government-sponsored nuclear energy research. The DOE EM 10-year vision specifically calls out their strategy for developing communication and engagement with the public, tribal leaders, regulators, and the surrounding communities, something that hasn't been heavily focused on in the past. The RCE has the potential to help reduce cost and accelerate the timelines of projects by helping provide technical, regulatory, and communication solutions. The true cornerstone of the RCE is building increased awareness and understanding of EM proposed mission activities that are crucial to meeting regulatory compliance goals and gaining community support.
You mentioned earlier that Savannah River National Laboratory is known as the EM Lab. Can you tell us some of the other things that the lab is doing to support the EM mission?
Absolutely. So SRNL, their goal is to take the knowledge that we have and transfer our successful technologies and innovations, be it in tank waste or soil and groundwater remediation, to other DOE sites and even other industries. Additionally, as a federally funded research and development center, we provide direct guidance and counsel to DOE. And as I've already mentioned, SRNL is also the chair of the NLIMS, providing collaborative and technical support across the National Laboratory Complex. So we are highly involved as a DOE EM laboratory.
Very good. We've talked about, we've covered a lot of ground here, Stephanie, in the last few minutes. What haven't I asked you? What else do we need to discuss about the center before we go here?
Yeah, the RCE is new in what we're doing, and we do look forward to making those connections, to being involved across the DOE sites, across the DOE complex. We're excited to be able to venture into this field. So if anyone is interested in what we do have a website that is available on the SR. We have a web page that's available on the SRNL website. And we do have a dedicated email address. So if you would like to contact the RCE directly, you can do that. And it is rce@srnl.doe.gov. And we would be happy to assist you. If you need any assistance or you want more information, we'll be happy to do any of that for you.
Well, thank you very much. This has been a very interesting and informative discussion, Stephanie. We appreciate your time, and thank you for being part of the podcast today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I have appreciated your conversation. It has been very delightful just to have a conversation with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Gone Fission Nuclear Report podcast. Join us next week for more news about DOE's environmental management program across the nation. To comment on this episode, hear past episodes, or suggest a future interview guest, visit us at gonefishinpodcast.com. You'll also find links to topics of interest covered in this podcast. Visit gonefishinpodcast.com.